this thing on.
Hello.
Where's your costume? I guess you've disrobed now.
Oh, mate, Halloween? I didn't do anything. I forgot it was Halloween. I was looking at all the stories on my Instagram and everybody's dressing up. And yep, that was when I remembered.
Did you get any...
Get any candy? Any what?
Knocks on the door.
Knocks on the door, no. No, we're down a little cul-de-sac, not to dox myself, but we were lucky.
Yeah,
I've actually got the van. I remembered to keep the van door shut because I wouldn't want anybody creeping up on the van, any children.
So no trick-or-treating at your house?
No trick-or-treating at all. How about yourself? Did you dress up? Did you go out? What?
No.
What's an iconic Karen Hay Halloween past look? Do you do the Heidi Klum? Do you go all out?
Oh, steady. The Heidi Klum.
She's famous for her her Halloween outfits.
I never have ever dressed up on Halloween.
That doesn't surprise me.
And I don't intend to anytime soon. Okay, what have you been up to besides... I know you're going tonight to Raglan.
Raglan, yeah.
So that's a bit of a journey for you this afternoon. Nice day, though, for a car ride.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going on the bus, I take it?
No. I'm gonna take the Me Express.
The Me Express? You're taking the van?
Yeah, no. The van blew up a long time ago. It's more of a...
sits in the backyard.
Yeah, it's more of a carapace that I crawl into now.
Or the front yard.
Yeah, side yard.
Side yard.
I'm once again doxing myself here on the show. Everybody's got to look for a side yarded cul-de-sac now if they want to figure out where I live.
Well, that's quite a big ask.
Yeah, it doesn't narrow it down so much.
No, not in a city the size of Tāmaki Makaurau.
No, but yeah, I'm just driving to Raglan today to go see my old friend.
Yeah? You're playing, though.
Yeah, yeah. My friend Christoph van der Ven. If anybody's listening online from Raglan, come out and see him tonight. I'm opening up for him. He's a beautiful songwriter. He's a Dutch songwriter, and he's come all the way over from Europe to say hi to you guys. So, yeah, I feel like we should give him a warm welcome.
Where's the venue in Raglan?
It's the arts. It's called something funny. It's like the Arts and Crafts Centre. I'll have it up for you. I'll tell you before the show is out.
Okay.
I'll bring it up.
Cool. Okay. So beside that, who have you been working on for the Demogods? Who's the collab with this coming Saturday?
Okay. So last Saturday, I was playing Sun Return Primer, which is Sun Return, the record label, puts on a show before every show on Saturdays, maybe sometimes on Fridays. But it's a show where you can go at 6 p.m. and you can watch three bands and you can go out and watch more bands afterwards. And Zach Arnold puts it on, as he does put on everything Sun Return related, because he's the head honcho.
He is. He does a lot, Zach.
He does so much. And we're going to find out about it because Zach, during maybe during soundcheck or maybe after the show, said, Finn, can we do a Demo Gods?
Really?
Yeah, it was huge. I think it's the first time somebody has set us up saying let's do a Demo Gods.
Great.
And I was just an automatic guess because it's Zach, because he's amazing. And he said there was one condition. I haven't sent him the prompts yet, so we don't know what he's chosen.
Oh, okay.
But he was like, we got to do a drone Demo Gods.
What does that mean?
You know, drone? Maybe the genre...
With drones. Right. Yeah, got you. Sorry, I was thinking of the actual other thing, the drone, you know?
Oh, yeah, he loves drones. He was flying camera drones through 605, trying to get the best shots of all the performers. So he does love drones, but he also loves drone.
Right, so what does he play in the bands that he plays in?
Okay, so I feel like he's mostly on bass. He plays in Sulfate right now, Peter Riddell, Sulfate, and
How
David.
How long has he been with them?
Really recently.
Just recent.
This
okay.
is the third iteration of Sulfate. We're kind of going backwards through the Zach catalog, but that's kind of cool because I did find out a lot of interesting further information about him. So maybe we'll start at the end and work back to the start. So he's playing in Sulfate right now. Great band. Peter Riddell and David. I'll have to get bloody David's
Harris?
Last name. Yeah, David Harris. And used to be Harriet Ellis.
Used to be Harriet, yeah.
It was David and Peter for the first album, then it was Harriet for the second album, Godzone. And now it's a completely different vibe. It's Peter on guitar. There's no recordings out of them yet, but they're road testing their new material. And Zach is on bass, and then also I saw him at a Double Whammy the other day, and he was on drones.
What do you mean on drones?
No, they had like a synth and a sampler, and they would like create a bed of like noise to play over.
Okay.
So I feel like he's bringing the drone there too. Maybe that's a good excuse to play the Soulfate song.
This is from, what year is this from? 2019. Cyclone Part 2 was the one you chose?
Yeah.
This is when he isn't in the band.
It's when he isn't in the band. It's hard to find Zach-related stuff. I did find one of his old bands, but I'm not sure if... we'll see if we'll play it. But we'll start with this. This is off the debut Soulfate album.
All right, that was Soulfate, and we're playing that with Finn because Zach Arnold is your next demo god.
That's right. We're paying tribute to Zach, and we'll get to some stuff that he's actually played on very soon.
Because he's new to that band.
Yes.
So I'm wondering what he's going to choose from the prompts, and I had a look and see what was left. Surprisingly, Spring Bulbs is gone.
Surprisingly.
Not that it had anything to do with Spring Bulbs, really.
No, really, you could have disqualified us for that one.
Yeah, in the year 2929, it's
gone.
All over. All right, so what's left is, see if you can guess what Zach will be doing.
Zach, if you're listening, choose one now, text in, okay, 5395.
Zach Arnold, will he choose State Highway 1? I like that one because it gives you such a choice.
And how so?
Well, there's so many places along State Highway 1.
Oh, I see. Yeah, definitely.
You could write a song about a town
It's definitely a drive I've been on many a time, the State Highway 1, all Wellington to Auckland.
Yeah, I went on the State Highway 1 up north last weekend.
And, like, isn't like, not sort of road music, that's definitely a, like, highway music is a trope, isn't it? I don't know if Zach would choose that, though.
I wasn't thinking about highway music.
It'd be nice to see, to have you there conducting sometimes, so we know that we get the absolute proper interpretation.
State Highway 1, I chose that, or wrote that, because it gives you a lot of options from the top of the North Island.
Well, it's good to know. I'll pick your brain about the rest of them, actually, before we do it, so we can make sure that I haven't missed out on
Help,
any.
I'm Falling, which you thought was a love song, I thought was Jumping Off a Cliff. That's still available.
Kenny Sterling thought it was a love song.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think it was a love song.
Spring Bob's done. Can't Decide, Add One More.
Mm-hmm.
Surf the Wave, Baby.
Oh, he might do that.
The Highs, the Lows.
Okay.
Tailor It for TikTok.
He'll definitely do that.
You reckon it's going to be that one? We Need More Orchestra. We've done that one, haven't we?
Yeah, that was Jasmine Mary.
I better put a highlight that. Mea Iti Na Mea, Small Things Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Choose an Object Touched in Some Way.
Mm-hmm.
Gory Details and The Fine Art of Restraint.
Maybe The Fine Art of Restraint. Yeah.
Could be any one of those.
Yep.
So those are the choices anyway. So next week when we hear the demo, we'll be able to figure out which one very easily, which one you've chosen.
Absolutely.
So does he sing?
Zach does sing. But it kind of seemed to me like we'll be doing an instrumental one. That's just my gut. But yeah, I feel like I first saw Zach. I think he was singing. Yeah, he was singing in Seer. 10 years ago, I interviewed Zach. We were at Now Festival out in the White at Upper, just out of Wellington. And I'd gone there. I think we were both playing. And I cornered him for I was working at Radioactive at the time. And I interviewed his band Seer, who are... the next band that I'm going to play you on our Zach Arnold expose. And they were sick. I feel like I want to play you something off their second album. And I also want to read, I want to read you something off their Bandcamp that might give you a little bit of an idea of sort of who they are. But Karen, what do you think he's going to choose?
Yes, Finn.
What do you think he's going to choose?
Sorry, I was thinking about something else. I don't know. No idea. We just went through all that.
Yeah. Okay, so Seer, Thug Psych. This is psychedelic, but not in the hippy drippy, oh my God, I did mushrooms once in Thailand sense. Seer are Noiseniks. This sets out to mess with your brain. Anyone who has a heavy dose, who has had a heavy dose, knows that there is the other side of psych. Seer have been there. And it goes on like this. Have you been deep enough to see the other side of psych?
Yeah.
Well, me too. So this is going to be a great one for us. I've chosen Harness, the second track off the second album by Seer, which Zach plays bass and sang and played.
Harness by Sia, and we're talking about Zach Arnold on Demogods. I'll come back to you in a moment, Fran. I've just got to do something.
Queenstown artist Gina Malcolm is riding into Auckland this November in celebration of her debut album, First Rodeo, and performing live at Big Van. I'm not okay. Gina Malcolm and her spectacular band, The Hollow Souls, are set to deliver a terrific evening of moody country rock. Gina Malcolm and The Hollow Souls, First Rodeo album tour at Big Van, November 6. Tickets available now at Under the Radar.
And spray-free.
Hear that? That's the good stuff. Straight from Eden's Box. Real, organic produce delivered to your door every week. Yay! Imagine all that goodness straight from New Zealand farms to your kitchen and you barely had to do anything.
Eden's Box. Organic, made easy. Get 25% off your first box with code BFM. To order or to find out more, visit edensbox.nz.
Unleash your rage. Upchuck are heading to Auckland in celebration of their new album, I'm Nice Now. Performing live at Double Whammy, Friday, March 13. Presented by 95BFM.
A night of feverish high-energy punk, scalding guitar lines and sharp political critics is on the cards for fans of this phenomenal Atlanta band.
Upchuck, live at Double Whammy, Friday, March 13. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster.
Kate Bollinger is gracing New Zealand's shores with her captivating tunes this January, and 95BFM has tickets to give away, for B-card holders that is, so tune in to Breakfast next week for your cue to enter. Kate Bollinger, live at Double Whammy, January 9th. Tickets from the slackagency.co.nz or Under the Radar.
Hey, we're back with Finn Johansson. And have you got a track that Zach Arnold's playing in?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, because today we track down one more. We're celebrating Zach Arnold, absolute pillar of the Auckland and Aotearoa music scene. And going on his Instagram, he's cut off all his Instagram posts. He's only got 5 Instagram posts. It's really hard to stalk him. I tried to put together this whole thing, and there's like scant information on the guy, even though right now he's running Sun Return, as we know, which is maybe one, is up there with the amount of Tate Awards won by artists on the roster compared to all the other big hitters of labels around Aotearoa. So he's doing great now, but what did he do in the past? I had to track down Peter Riddell and ask him about a few of the things that Zach has gotten up to in the past, including, I had no idea, starting The Other's Way. Zach Arnold, he created a series of club nights at the Wine Cellar called The Other's Way, named after a Double Happy song, which then blossomed into the thing that's happening right now, which is one of the biggest festivals in Auckland, would you say? Oh, you're doing other stuff.
No, I'm listening.
Yeah, you're listening. You're listening. He hosted BFM Breakfast, sat at this very desk, and he also interviewed Slash. Here are all the cool things about Zach. And we've managed to find...
the last one. No. Okay, yeah.
We managed to find a band he was in, Mean Girls, and this is their very, very, very first release from Bandcamp. What's it called, Karen?
Yo Pro. Young Professional.
That's right. Mean Girls, two piece.
Here we
check
go.
Them out. We'll be right back.
That's great. I love it.
Yeah, what a legend, eh?
Yeah, that's short and sweet.
Yeah.
And dirty. Okay, Mean Girls and YoPro, Zach Arnold. So we're coming up to 11 o'clock now, so I've got to get out of here. So you want to play a track by Christel van der Ven?
Yes.
Christoph van der Ven. Sorry, Christoph.
Yeah, Christoph van der Ven. As we said, he's playing in Raglan as part of his nationwide tour, and he's over from Europe, and he's playing tonight. And this is his song, Effing Loser, from You Were the Place. And hope you enjoy it. Thanks for having me, Karen.
Okay, fun. I'll see you next week, and we'll Zach be coming in with you, no doubt.
No doubt. I'll drag him in.
Okay. Hope the show goes well.
Thanks.
Drive safely.
Good to see you.
Friends might now be tired and sick, declaring all their hate for it, I'm a joke. But you'd overtaken me by storm. I really am a fucking loser. I had too many conversations. But do you imagine only you? It's like picking cranberries in June.
BFM with Christoph van der Ven.
This thing on.
And thank you very much to Finn. It is now 11 o'clock, and that's it for this morning. And time for me to get out of here. I'm going to leave you with Caitlin, who's in for Hunter today. He's having some time off for Totally Wired. Thank you, Finn, for Demo Gods, and also thanks James Milne, Lawrence Arabia, telling us about the dates that he is doing in Auckland, four dates over the next month or so, and starting tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the Par in Hillsborough Road. That's the road I think it's in. Okay, that's me. I'll leave you with Caitlin, and back next Saturday morning. Have a good day.